we talked this week, and you said about, you know, moving back, you can see more things develop in front of you, and obviously with the interception and the forced fumble, is this the kind of example of what you were talking about, maybe seeing the field a little bit more?
Oh, I think so. You know, just kind of, you know, get to play around a little bit back there. You know, you don't want to do nothing too crazy. You got to play, you know, what you have to play, but at the same time, you get to have fun. Go back there a little bit, roam around a little bit, and, you know, you see some things back there. So definitely see what GQ was saying, where you see more and you see everything happening. So, you know, like I said, like I told you guys earlier in the week, I have great mentors, you know, that's kind of helped me with this transition, and GQ being one of them, and then I also have Earl and, you know, Weddle. So, you know, I have great mentors, and they always stay on me about certain things.
Looks like you're enjoying it.
Oh, it's fun, you know. Got to have your pads ready, though, when those guys come through there. But, you know, at the same time, I like tackling, so it just comes with it.
Wonder the range of emotions on the hit where you initially got flagged. Looked like a clean hit at first, but, you know, that's a finable offense beyond the penalty. Just what goes through your head when that first happens, then finally it gets overturned, you get the fumble?
First thing go through my mind, that's 50 racks gone. So, you know, I told the ref, I'm like, y'all just trying to take all my checks. So, you know. But at the end of the day, it got overturned, and, you know, it was a good play. Kind of saw Jameis kind of look me off and come back, so just had to make a play, help my guy out, and I was able to do it. But
address the 5 turnovers total for the defense, you know, obviously crucial in a close game like this. Is that getting back to more of the kind of playmaking we saw earlier in the season?
Yeah, you know, I think we kind of figured out what we need to do and have to do. We just got to continue to force those turnovers and, you know, just get ready to make those plays.
What was it about both teams just having so many turnovers today? What do you think was behind that?
It's 2 good defenses. Those guys have a good defense, you know. Up front, they're good. They have 2 solid linebackers in Levante and Quan. So, Brett Grimes is always going to be one of the better corners in the league. So, those guys, they have a good defense too. So, they can make turnovers. And, you know, we just got to keep doing it on our part and making turnovers.
What switches when you go through games where there's nothing and then a game like this?
There's no magic switch. We just make the plays when they're given to us. We've had opportunities in games before, you know, the last 2 or 3 games to get turnovers, and we didn't make the plays. So we made them today. That's what it boils down to.
Did you know you got him clean on that hit right away? Did you have to look at the replay?
It's crazy because, so I don't know if you guys know, but me and Mike Evans kind of grew up together. So Mike came up to me, he's like, and if he was a little taller, you might have hit him in the helmet, but you ain't hit him in the helmet, but I'm glad they called it. So, you know, I kind of knew I didn't hit him because I know I didn't hit him in the chest or in the face area. I kind of aimed for the ball. So I knew it was kind of a bogus call, but, you know, they got it fixed, and that's what great, you know, referee crews do. They get things fixed, and they was able to
open. Advantage of not having height?
Oh, I think that is the advantage of having height. You know, it would be better if I was, you know, 5'9", 5'10", with long arms, it'll be better. But, you know, I take what I got to make it work.
When Evan says that, you start laughing? Or?
Well, that's one of my good friends, so of course I'm going to laugh. You know, me and Mike, like I say, we have a close relationship. And, you know, when he says something like that, it's all fun and games. And we just going out and competing, man.
Is it an adjustment as a safety? I mean, just learning when to hit guys, the timing of it, so that you don't draw those penalties?
Oh, it's different. You know, at nickel, it's always shoot your shot. And I always shot my shot at nickel, but that safety is kind of like, you know, you kind of got to gather yourself a little bit more and watch what you're hitting. So I'm learning, you know, you guys are over here right now, but next week if I come out and play like trash, then y'all going to be bashing me. So, you know, I'm learning each week.
How much attention to Caldwell's job security? I mean,
we just go out and play. We just go out and play, man. Coach Caldwell, we all like when things are tough, and, you know, Coach Caldwell is a great coach. He's a great man, and he gets a lot of unfair criticism because of us. You know, if we go out and do our job, then it wouldn't even be any of those questions about his job. So a lot of that falls on our shoulders. You know, he's going to always take the blame, but it falls on our shoulders. We got to come out, and we got to play, and we got to compete, and we got to go play 60 minutes because that's not his job for us to get us to play 60 minutes.
You guys had a season –
do you feel like you guys have to win out to save this job, though? I mean, do you guys talk about that or think about that at all?
We go out and play ball games. I don't know what you're trying to get me to say, but at the end of the day, we go out and we play ball games each and every week. That's not up to us. You know, that's That's what I have to say about that.
You guys had a season high 5 takeaways today. How were you able to do that and get back on that train?
You know, we just made the plays when they're there. Easily could have dropped those interceptions and not recovered those fumbles, but today the ball bounced our way and we were able to get them. So, you know, when they're there, we got to make them, we got to get them.
You think Darius Slay's made a strong enough case for the Pro Bowl at this point?
No question. He's the best corner in the NFC. You know, he's been playing lights out all year. So if he doesn't get in the Pro Bowl, then, you know, they just have something against the Detroit Lions. And also GQ, you know, GQ should be in the Pro Bowl too. He's the best safety, you know, the best middle field safety, best. He can do it all, put it like that, because today he didn't play middle field. I was back there. So, you know, he can do it all. So, you know, those two guys for sure that belong in the Pro Bowl, and I'll be down there supporting my guys.